You're listening to a Juno Afternoon here on Monday, September 28th, 2015. Scott Burton, your host. It's about 21 minutes after the hour. And joining me now in the studio are folks. We're going to be talking about Alaska's fiscal future and a forum here at Centennial Hall on Wednesday. Mr. Bruce Botello, Pat Race, and Cindy Spaniers, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. So Alaska's fiscal future is not looking that great, it sounds like.
Well, if one talks about looking at the next decade, the answer is we have incredible challenges before us. I think there are a few people that are unaware of the budget gap that we have given the combined price of oil today and its dramatic decline. And coupled with our drop in production. So the combination has created a fiscal gap between what we're actually bringing in and what we're expending of roughly $3.5 billion. And the bad news is that's not a one-shot deal. That is, as we look forward, a dramatic gap that continues for the next couple years. Well, certainly it goes on quite beyond that if we don't do anything about it. Fortunately, we've had two budget reserves that we've been able to draw on to help fill that gap, but it is being quickly drawn down.
Okay. Yeah. All of you sort of wear different hats in the community, business-wise or politically, but you're just here as concerned citizens. Is that right?
Kind of. I went to this fiscal forum in Fairbanks that the governor put on and learned a lot about this issue. I've been kind of following it. I do political satire and have been accidentally learning about the government while making fun of it. And it's just – it's really apparent that we have a problem, that we're spending a lot vastly more than we have, and we're going to just chew through our savings in a couple of years, and it's not going to be pretty.
That's the voice of Pat Race, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So this is a lot of people who see that problem, who recognize that it's a problem and are getting together to talk about it and talk about potential solutions. And there are a lot of different approaches and there's a lot of resistance to some of them.
Sure. Cindy, you want to start by giving us a little outline on what Wednesday's going to look like?
I will. Thank you. The forum begins with Pat Pitney, who is the state's OMB director, and she is just brilliant when it comes to breaking down the budget and the revenues and how it all matches together. The budget is not always that easy to understand when you look at our obligations and things which we have to pay according to the Constitution, whether it's the PERS and TERS funding or whether it's education and so on. So she'll give an outline of all of the state's expenditures as well as the revenues. Following Pat will be a panel of four different people. They all have excellent backgrounds when it comes to addressing economics and the state's fiscal plan. They include, and you'll see some familiar names here, Jim Calvin of the McDowell Group, Larry Persily, who was a Juneau resident before, taking on the Alaska Gas Line projects on behalf of the federal government and so on, and he's working for the Kenai Borough now. Greg Erickson, many of you know him from the Alaska Budget Report and OMB, and Brad Keithley, who's from Anchorage and does a blog with these issues. All four of them will have slightly different perspectives in terms of how important state spending is to the economy or whether or not this or that revenue source would be more helpful or hurtful. So I think we have a real educational group here.
In addition to you three, who else has helped organize and sponsor this event?
Well, there, quite a few people.
We've had a group of about 15, 20 people who have been active at various stages in getting this event together. Many of them participated in the governor's fiscal sustainability summit that Pat referred to that took place in Fairbanks in June. And others have just been active members of the community who have been anxious to engage in the discussion, even though they were not participants in Fairbanks.
Yeah, the scale of this problem is pretty large. It's going to affect all of us here in Juneau and in Alaska. And I think that this is a really good opportunity for people who maybe don't know a lot about it to come and learn a lot about it all in one place. There are a lot of different perspectives being presented, and there's a lot of information being presented. And there's a really great fiscal model that the state put together, Department of Revenue put together, that people are going to have an opportunity to sit down and fiddle with. So you can actually see it's a lot easier for well, at least for me, it's a lot easier to see what impact different things have on our state budget when you're looking at like a revenue model rather than when you're just talking about it. So to sit down and look at like, oh, okay, that's going to actually not change anything by implementing that or wow, that has a huge effect. And so to fiddle with the settings and you know, increase different taxes or whatnot.
I think one thing that's important to point out as well, this event is not designed to come to any specific resolution in terms of here's the package that's going to solve the day. And in fact, our speakers reflect, I think, a range of political perspectives, some who believe that government needs to be drastically reduced and re-engineered, others who believe that while some cuts should take place, our focus needs to be on generating revenue through broad-based taxes. But we're hoping to stimulate people's thought and with the view that if the public is aware of the situation, they're going to be in a better position to give permission to our elected officials to make decisions, make the hard decisions, and to make them soon. I think we all share the view that the longer we postpone making those decisions, the fewer options we have and the more drastic the outcome.
You mentioned, so the event officially starts at 6, right? But starting at 5:15, there will be sort of a revenue model tutorial. Talk more about that.
Yes. Cindy has already made reference to the fact that there is a model that's been developed by the Department of Revenue that allows one to play with various options. And we're setting aside a room, and officials from the administration will be there to allow people to work through, get hands-on with the model. People can drop in anytime between 5:15 and the conclusion of the program at 9 o'clock. And we're encouraging people to do that.
Okay. not to put you on the spot, but are there any consensuses coming out about what we need to do?
No, I think this is part of working towards building consensus. I think the idea is to throw a lot of stuff at the wall and see what sticks. We have several people that have several different approaches, and there are there are pros and cons to each of them. There's not one magic solution. No matter what we're going to do, it's going to be tough. We just have to decide what kind of tough we want.
And I would make one other plug. We will have all three members of our legislative delegation participating in the event, and we're actually calling on them towards the end of the evening to give their view on what they think the art of the possible is, and to have that dialogue as well. So they are a key part of this presentation, and more importantly, they're going to be a key part of the ultimate solution.
You've answered this, I think, to a certain extent, but what kind of person is going to benefit from going to this? Cindy?
Oh, I think every single voter, everybody who has children in school, everybody who's getting that first job, everybody who's attending the university, every homeowner, every single person will benefit from this because we are all going to be impacted. There's just no way around it.
Okay. Yeah, anyone who wants to stick around Alaska might want to have an idea of what it's going to look like in 5-10 years. Okay. and be a part of that conversation.
Is there a cost for this event?
Oh, absolutely not. In fact, there will be childcare. So please come. Don't let anything hold you back.
And probably 6 to 9, what are you thinking?
The actual program will run from 6 to 9 p.m., okay. And we're going to be fairly rigorous about starting on time and ending on time.
All right. This forum is Wednesday night at Centennial Hall, starts at 6. If somebody wants more details, where should they go or who should they call?
Good question.
Yes.
Since we're a volunteer group, I'll offer my telephone number, and that's 364-2334.
Okay. Bruce Botello, Cindy Spaniers, Pat Race, thank you all for coming in today, and thank you for helping organize this forum on Wednesday night, 6 p.m. at Centennial Hall. Anything you'd like to add before we go?
Thanks for having us here, and I just hope to see a lot of community members out at the event.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.